Quincy City Councilor at Large Nina Liang is joining us here on AM Quincy for an update on what was the last City Council meeting before their summer break. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Great. Thanks for checking in. Really appreciate the opportunity. You got to be a council president for the last meeting.
I know that was fun. I ended up chairing all three of the different meetings that were happening that night. So it was nice. It was nice to be up there again and to be among my colleagues. So yeah, it was fun.
Going to say, not a place unfamiliar to you, certainly, as serving as president in the past.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was a good time.
Sure. It was busy too, right?
It was. We had a pretty packed agenda between, like I said, three different sort of sections of the meeting. So we had the ordinance committee meeting, finance committee, as well as the regular council meeting, but it was actually preceded by quite a number of public hearings as well. So yeah, a little bit of a busy night, but you know, nothing we're not used to.
Right, exactly. A lot of business got accomplished. I was hoping we could run down some of the orders that were approved.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. The Housing Development Incentive Plan proposal.
Yes. So that one did get approved, but it came with an amendment, which I think is important. And we discussed it that night. We've, you know, discussed it with folks after the fact as well. You know, we've had some constituents reach out to ask for clarification, but Councillor Ash actually offered an amendment to codify a process that is already in place in the city. But I think, again, just for clarification, was important to put in there, which is to codify language in that ordinance that says that any potential tax exemption, if it even does come, you know, to light, would have to go through a city council approval process before anything happens. And so, again, that is the process as it stands right now. But I think just with the confusion that's out there and the confusion that was leading up to the vote, it was important to really codify that. So we added that language in there just to, again, be absolutely clear that should anything come down the pike on that, it would have to come in front of the council body first.
Okay, and as you said, you think that's an important move?
Yeah, the amendment, you mean?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like I said, you know, leading up to the meeting, I think there was a lot of confusion with folks reaching out and expressing to me that, you know, you can't vote for the tax exemption. You know, you can't allow for a tax exemption. And I'm confused about the tax exemption. There were a lot of questions about the exemption, whereas the language itself in the ordinance that we were voting on had nothing to do with an exemption. It was a vote on a zoning, right? And so again, that already started to imply that, you know, not imply, but really show us that there's confusion already out there, right? And so in talking to folks and explaining to them that actually the vote that was happening was not on a tax exemption, that clarification was happening in those one-on-one conversations with constituents, sure, but for those who didn't reach out or for those who maybe were still confused or maybe didn't even know it was happening until after the fact, right? Maybe they heard about the meeting and heard about the vote. It was important, again, to get that clarifying language in there.
Sure, absolutely. And that passed unanimously?
It did. Yeah. The amendment passed, the one that was offered by Councillor Ash, that passed unanimously. And then the amended ordinance to, you know, again, codify that language in there also passed.
Okay. All right. And this is for the two Grossman properties on Granite Street. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know, is there going to be a proposal for a future development?
There is. I mean, there, you know, we've seen now, I want to say for quite some time, for months, that there is something that is, you know, going to be proposed there, mixed use, right? We have some residential there. We have some commercial there. The commercial, I think, was reduced a little bit, I think by like 10,000 square feet, but hopefully will be revisited, right? We talk a lot about and have talked a lot over the years, and you and I have spoken about this over the years as well, about the need to really increase the amount of commercial footprint that we have here in the city, right? I know that that's not the desire right now across the board, across the Commonwealth, really across the country. There's a desire to increase, you know, housing units, and I understand that. But the more that we increase housing and not focus on commercial, we're losing out on expanding our commercial tax base, right? If we're going to ever at any point, you know, sort of have the commercial footprint, hopefully start to increase as far as like their contribution to the tax base goes, we need to build commercial, right? And so that part of the project I'm really excited about, or I should say proposal, right? We don't know what's coming yet. Nothing's been finalized. But a big piece of that is going to be the commercial retail piece. So, you know, hopefully that'll be a big square footage and can continue to add to our commercial tax base.
Sure. Another order I think that did not get voted on was a land disposition agreement for a parcel on Hancock Street.
That's right. That was in the finance committee portion of the meeting. So, you know, this isn't the first land disposition agreement that a city council body has addressed before. Certainly in my time here in the last 10 years, you know, we've seen LDAs, you know, land disposition agreement, LDAs, come in for square footage that's much larger than the one that was in front of us for this past meeting. However, that doesn't mean that it's not just as important, right? And so I, checked in with all of my colleagues leading up to the meeting, and each of them did have some questions about, this is the first time we're having a committee meeting discussing this LDA. Essentially, it's a purchase and sale agreement, right? Let's review it as we should. Let's hear from the public some initial thoughts, and then we can, take some time and actually deliberate what this purchase and sale agreement is going to look like, right? I think, for me personally, making sure that there's provisions in place to ensure that whatever project is going to be proposed for that public land is going to actually be fulfilled, right? I mean, look, I was just saying this a minute ago about making sure that we're able to really take advantage of developing the land that we have left and doing so in a way that's going to be the betterment of the city, right? And there's only so much public lands left, and we need to make sure that when we dispose that is going to be done in such a way that yields the results that we want to see, right? So I'm really excited that this property is finally being developed. As you well know, and a lot of folks know, that piece of property had been burnt down, boarded up, finally taken down, right? And it's at the end of Hancock Street, and there's been so much progress that so many folks had put into redeveloping the square that, this piece of it finally moving forward is so exciting, right? And it's something that we all want to see. However, again, we just want to make sure that anything we're voting on as a body is done so in a deliberate way. So we're going to not, again, that's why we didn't take any action on it. It's the first time that our body had seen the LDA and was able to have an actual committee meeting on it. And so we're going to hold until we can have some more deliberation on it.
Okay, just for clarification, so folks know, it's 1620 Hancock Street
That's
is the
right.
actual address. That's right next to the old Good Health store, is that right?
Along that same line, yeah.
The same line. Okay. So it comes up again in what, September?
Whenever the finance chair would like to hold a meeting on it, that's when we reconvene our regularly scheduled council meetings. But really, we can conduct meetings, the committee meetings, at any point. And so it remains in committee right now. And at any point, when there is a finance committee meeting held and that gets put on the agenda, that could be the first meeting, it could be in October, November, December, whatever it is through the end of this term. And then if it doesn't get visited by the end of the term, when the new term begins, everything has to get reintroduced in order to go back into committee.
I see. Okay. All right. Very good. Back to another zoning issue, transit-oriented districts ordinance.
This is something that I'm really excited about, actually. And Councillor Devine, it has been fantastic and really being, again, forward-thinking with trying to, again, recreate incentives and recreate excitement around what can we do to expand our commercial footprint, right? So we have a transit-oriented district in the North Quincy area above the North Quincy T station. That's where we're able to go in, rezone that area, and essentially allow for more development for, again, the need for housing, but also for commercial footprint as well. And that's been fantastic, to be able to have folks centered right over the station where they can just get on the train, get on the bus, and go where they need to go. I think for me personally is the perfect place to put housing, right? We want to make sure it's accessible for folks. There's still parking on the site as well, so you can accommodate both needs of residents that are there. And to create a transit-oriented district now over in Ward 4, right over at Crown Colony, I think is again fantastic. You're right off of the highway. You're right by Quincy Adams T station. And again, there's also going to be opportunity for parking as well. So you're checking sort of all the boxes of needs of residents as far as how do they get in and out of that area? How do they go about living their daily lives? Well, they're right near, again, the train station. That's where buses are available as well. And they're right near the highway, right? And so it's accessible. It's in an area where it's ripe for sort of like a, for me, I think, anyways, the term I'm thinking of right now is like a revival almost, right? And that's essentially what that process starts is we're designating it a district that allows for now opportunities for new plans over there.
How is it, Nina? How is it different from the former zoning? Did that not allow for new development? This now does?
I mean, as you see now, there's already,
Yeah.
there's a hotel, there's office buildings, et cetera, up there. But transit-oriented districts focus really on, again, what are we doing to incentivize for increased housing and also for access, right? Like, this is an area where I think if you're looking at any sort of development, they're always looking at what are the zoning codes in the area, what's allowed in the area. And transit-oriented districts really focus on increased number of housing units in any area because that's where the density should be, right? I've talked to you about this for a lot in the past as well when we're thinking about being intentional with our zoning. If we're going to increase the number of housing that we really need to do to meet the needs, we need to make sure it's in an area that's accessible to folks, right? We have to accommodate for the fact that not everyone that can move into any housing situation has access to a car or wants a car, right? And we also have to understand that some of them do and need access to the highway very easily. And so this is an area that I think is ripe for that.
Okay, that passed, I'm assuming.
It did. Yeah. It
Mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that any particular development was passed, but the zoning now allows us to start looking at other opportunities that could be presented there.
Yep, it's kind of similar to the MBTA Communities Act, right? It
Yes.
allows the zoning, but not necessarily a project.
Correct.
So that projects would still have to go through all the approval process.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They still have to go through. Yeah. They can't just come right in and do as they please.
Right. Okay, and a major appropriation too, over $8.2 million for a bunch of stuff.
Yes, a bunch of stuff. That's it, right? But no, this is not the first capital improvement request that's come in front of the council body as well. You know, it's been, I don't know the exact number of years, but I certainly know that in the last decade that I've been on the council, there's been so many of these that have come in front of us, and all for good reason, right? We knock on all of the wood, you know, in a position that we're lucky enough to be able to do these initiatives. You know, you take a look at our surrounding cities and towns, and there's no knock on any particular individual, but you just look and see that, you know, there's so many celebrations going on right now with 400 anniversaries and 250. I mean, cities and towns in this area are old. Buildings are old. Infrastructure is old. Things are outdated, right? And in order to fix that, you can't continue to put band-aids on it, right? It takes a massive intentional overhaul, which also comes with price tag. And I think Quincy has been lucky enough that we can move forward with these major improvements, right? And you know, some of the capital improvement requests that have come in front of us are major, and some of them are like the one that was in front of us at this meeting, right? Some funds are going to taking asbestos out of some buildings. Some are going to purchasing some new trucks, right? Some are going to purchasing some new fleet of vehicles for the police department as they're growing to meet our needs in the community, right? And so again, it's looking at what are capital investments into the city to meet the needs of today. And again, I've, you know, in celebrating hundreds of years of anniversaries of cities and towns in the area and meeting with folks and talking about things that have improved and changed, really the consensus, what I've heard from folks is that, well, Quincy's doing so much, right? And they're improving and they're, you know, building this and it looks beautiful and the roads are great. I mean, look, I just had the road out front here paved and it was awful. I gotta tell you, like, I couldn't get out one of the days and it was just, I mean, it was brutal. But now we have this beautiful road out front, right? And so you take that and you multiply it upwards. And that's what, again, this capital improvement plan overall for the last how many years has been moving towards is what is the plan to not put band-aids and patches over these issues in the city? You know, how do we do a deep dive and actually overhaul it to make them sustainable changes that we need to meet the needs of today? So that's what this also, again, is for this particular item on the agenda. It was a capital improvement request. You know, some department heads had come and identified some things that, again, could use an overhaul and use some needs, and that's where they came in front of us and made the ask, and we said yes.
And it's, does it get spread out over a certain number of years, or is it contained in that budget year?
No, it can get. I mean, so they'd have. I mean, if the capital improvement monies come in at any given time, technically it could be spent outside of that fiscally. Like, so we voted it in and then they still have to go out and bond for it, and that can obviously take place after this fiscal year ends,
Okay.
right? But the monies, I believe, will be spent at the discretion of the department heads. You know, for example, one of them was to purchase some school buses that are desperately needed. And so depending on when it goes out to bond, when we get the money in, when we can actually, you know, do the transaction to get the school buses, hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later. But that is, again, at the discretion of the department heads.
Okay, so it authorizes the expenditure, and then there's a process after that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right. On a lighter note, I guess the Boy Scouts came to the meeting, is that right?
They are so great. Councillor Campbell is so good at bringing really the kids in the community in and just having us pause for a minute. And I think for me anyways, I see it as a moment to just remember why we're doing this work, right? And so he's been fantastic at taking opportunities to really congratulate them on their hard work. And so that's what we're doing with boys. It's like they have just, I think, not been brought in front of us that I can remember so far. So yeah, it was a really cool opportunity to just pause for a moment, put that business aside, and have them all come into the chamber, their, family and their friends, and just celebrate them, right? I mean, who doesn't love an opportunity to celebrate some really cool things that kids are doing,
Very nice, very nice. Anything else we should know about right now, Nina?
That's such a good question. I mean, there's a ton of really fun summer activities happening. I really encourage folks to, either go up to City Hall and all the information's posted up at City Hall about different things that are going on over the summer. Obviously, on the Facebook page, on the website, you can go on the calendar and take a look at things. Their Instagram page is really active as well. And on a day like today, particularly where it's so hot out, I mean, we have this intense heat warning. God bless you for going into the studio when it's, going to be 100 degrees. But there are some really good resources for folks and families that need it as well. And so I think just out of the gate, I would just remind folks that there are tremendous resources that the city is able to offer. And if folks need to access any of them or are curious about what those things are, I really do want to make sure that people remember that we are a resource at the end of the day. That is our job, is to be a resource, right? Outside of that, I can't think of anything right now off the top of my head. There were year-end appropriations that were done at the meeting as well. Yeah, go register and vote if you haven't already. It's not meeting related, but if we're talking about things, campaigning is underway, and nomination papers are still out. And so if folks are interested in running, city council and school committee are up this year, and I encourage folks to go and consider either taking out papers themselves or supporting candidates that they might be interested in, staying up to date with what's going on. And yeah, it's going to be an interesting summer. Register to vote if you haven't already registered to vote,
Yeah, I know you will not be campaigning for the first time in 10 years, so
I
that'll
will not personally be campaigning. I've been really excited to be able to have conversations with the folks who are interested and just don't understand the process. And so I'm excited to see what happens. I don't personally plan on getting involved with anything yet, but just answering questions if people have questions. I'm always, again, here to be a resource. That's our job. And so yeah, but no, it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good to not have to go out and knock on doors in 100-degree weather. So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, it's just as of today, actually, there are nine people that have taken out nomination papers to run for the three at-large council seats. So it's active for sure this year.
It's pretty incredible. And look, I think again, it's just a matter of just getting involved in one way or another, and I know a lot of folks, certainly a lot of folks who've brought us to where we are in the last 10 years, never wanted to run for office, but are just as effective, if not more important, frankly, than the elected official themselves, right? And so I do encourage folks who are maybe on the fence, to also consider that their worth is there, to support candidates as well. And so, and yeah, we can talk about that when I come into the studio to talk more deeply. But just overall, I would encourage folks to go out and register to vote if they haven't already. Stay up to date with, who's running and, what their issues are and what their platforms are. And yeah, get involved, right? And reach out if anybody has any questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're still a sitting counselor, so folks can contact you, right?
Yes, please do. I'm still available. My email is nina@ninaliang.org or nliang@quincyma.gov. And my term doesn't end until December, and so I'm still here. And I think if you, I mean, you've known me for a decade now, and if anybody knows me, they know that I'm always accessible. If folks ever need anything, to please reach out.
Great. Really appreciate your time, Nina. Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Stay cool and be safe, okay?
Thank you, you too.
All right, bye.